Hi, it's Dan, and in this video we're going to talk to you about why what got you here won't get you there.
So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Dan. Hope you're well today. I'm a little bit man flu riddles, so the dreaded lurgy, but it's not the dreaded lurgy, so at least that's not too bad. Anyway, let's talk about what got you here, not going to get you there. And what do we mean by that? So interestingly, as we're heading towards 2022, we've got some fairly large changes coming through in regards to the property portfolio that's growing, and we're adding more properties to it. And throughout 2022 and into 2023, we're going to continue to make those changes to our property portfolio and start buying as many as we can, basically. And so we're on the lookout for good priced property in areas that we know well. We understand the risks with property so well after 23 years, and we're very confident in our capability of buying the right properties in the right location and managing many more tenants, frankly. So that's the transition for us. But the stuff that got us to that point where we can make the decision to go out and start buying more property and start adding, you know, to the portfolio, that stuff that got us to that point isn't the stuff that will move us on to the next point. So like before, you know, we ran this business with a cleaner, two handymen, and me. And it worked really well to some extent, but there were always some little niggles. You know, people like, well, why don't you use a managing agent? Well, first of all, for the cost of a managing agent, I could actually hire my own personal person full-time for the same price that a managing agent would cost me. And all the managing agent does is phone me up saying, Dan, you got a boiler problem, do you want us to fix it? And then charge me double the amount for having it fixed. Well, that's not how I really wanted to work. And I can screw things up myself really well. Why am I paying somebody else to do it? So the transition for us then is now we are, or have in fact, recruited a property manager. So part-time, hours ad hoc, and I've known them for quite some time, very capable, very skillful at what they do, and we can expand on their skill set and so on because they're coachable and that kind of thing. So really good, but obviously in doing that, that's probably going to ruffle a couple of feathers. So for example, currently my cleaner, she not only does the cleaning, but she did move-ins, move-outs, she'd do some viewings for me, she'd manage keys, she'd pick up tenancy agreements and drop them off. And that role is actually going to go over to my property manager, so they're going to have less work. Then in addition to that, I've got a primary and a secondary handyman. And the primary handyman, he's the guy that goes in and lets me know what needs to be done. But obviously, that's like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of an example, but that's like somebody who, you know, is on commission for spotting problems, will spot a million problems, right? Because that's how they get paid. And, you know, it's just human nature. It's no fault of his own. It's just human nature. If he's, you know, short of cash, oh, well, that could do we've been doing, and that could do we've been doing, let's do that. And I'm not saying that he specifically does that, but it's human nature, like we say. So actually having a property manager in to come in and go, well, that needs doing, that needs doing, that doesn't need doing, that needs doing, what about this, what about that? They can then create a schedule of works, the works get done, and then we can itemise how many hours gets actually implemented on the repair of said item. And so not only that, we can actually then spend more time getting two or three different handymen and actually rotating the work around so that not one particular handyman gets all the work, because that's not how it should work, but that is how it has been working. Just because it's been me that's been managing it, and I'm lazy as hell, and it's like, oh, just give it all to the same person. But as we're growing this business, first of all, there'll be too much work for just a primary and a secondary, so we are going to have, you know, four or five different handymen, but they all have different skill sets. You know, one can do the plumbing, one can do the electrics, one can do the plastering, the other can do the chippy stuff, the carpentry stuff, putting on fire doors and such. Not every handyman is the same quality at these various different trades. They all have their own unique thing that then expand into something else. So for example, a handyman, normally they might be like a plasterer or a carpenter, and so they're a carpenter by trade, but then they also do plastering. But the plastering isn't their you know, thing. It's being a carpenter. Whereas you might have another handyman who is a plasterer, but he also does a couple, you know, a bit of woodwork. So we want to give the right job to the right trade, even though they're multi-skilled, but they're not the best at everything. So that's another way in which it works, and it makes us much, much more efficient, both on getting the right job for the right guy or girl. We don't have any female contractors when I think about it. How sexist is that? You know what, when people say, oh, women don't get paid as much, if that was true, do you not think I'd be hiring all women, by the way? Because if they were like 80% of the cost, I'd just employ women. But you can't get female handymen or handy women. Anyway, I digress. So that generally upsets people. So the stuff that's got us to here won't get us to there, and what's going to happen is that some of the people on our books who have been responsible for deciding what gets done are no longer going to be responsible for that. The property manager will be responsible for that, and what that then means is that they're going to get a little bit more upset because their incomes will change to some extent. But in order for us to grow the business and, you know, run the business properly, it's just part and parcel of what has to happen. And if people can't grow with you with that, then unfortunately if they can't grow with you, that's fine. That's just one of those things. There are plenty of handymen, there are plenty of plasterers, there are plenty of electricians, there are plenty of gas people. Every trade under the sun, there is plenty of them. And although we would much prefer to move forward with people who we are loyal to, so for example the cleaner, we're having a conversation with her now about what else can we give to her to supplement some of the income that she's going to lose. Excuse me. Because, you know, everything's changing up a little bit, and so, you know, that's a big concern of mine, to keep these people on board and to maintain a level of income for them. Anyway, look, I hope that's useful for you. The message here is that what's got you to this point, probably not going to get you to the next point. You're going to have to change it up a little bit. You're going to upset a couple of people along the way. That's just life. Hope that's useful for you. We'll speak to you soon. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.